Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Friday afternoon, things on the roads. All of the highways a bit busy. No issues, no accidents anywhere, but it is slow. N3 southbound, the Mike 1 down through the double-decker section, and everything from Buccleuch Interchange northbound, as well as northbound in Pretoria from the R21 past Linwood Road.
We begin in Stilfontein. No additional budget has been set aside to fund the rescue mission currently underway at a mine in northwest there. According to the latest figures, more than 1,400 suspected illegal mines have, or rather miners, have emerged from the disused Stilfontein gold mine. A community volunteer who went underground reported that more than 4,000 people were still in the abandoned shaft, but authorities have disputed the figure. We're keeping an eye on what is happening there. Speaking about money, the UN COP29 conference in Azerbaijan went into overtime today after a draft deal on climate finance was rejected by African countries and also developing nations. Countries were sent back to the negotiating table because they argue that the proposal of $250 billion a year in climate finance is not enough. So the two-week talks in Baku were supposed to end at 6 p.m. tonight, but now participants have to discuss going beyond at least 4 trillion rand a year. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
Get ready for the ultimate gaming experience because Rage 2024 will be at Nasrec from the 29th of November to the 1st of December. The coolest brands like Monster Energy, BMW, Xiaomi, Pick and Pay, ASAP, PC Builder and Mamelodi Sundowns will be there with Metal State, bringing you even more epic gaming action and excitement. Save the date for a weekend packed with everything you love about gaming, featuring Doritos Land Cups, Paramount content and exciting Wild Space and number one boost comps. Get your tickets on Howler today for Rage 2024 happening at Nasrec.
Win it for yourself with Superbets. It's not just for your team, but you can do it for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some live cricket action. It is the first test match between the West Indies and Bangladesh. It has just started with Bangladesh choosing to field first after winning the toss. The West Indians are at 9 without loss after 6 overs, so still early days there. But earlier on in the day, it was a jam-packed day 1 of action in Perth, as Australia are trailing by 83 runs at the moment. India were bowled out for 150, so not looking good there in terms of their batting struggles. Australia also struggling early on 67 for 7. They were on at stumps, and that was just in 27 overs. Jasprit Bumrah doing most of the damage there, taking 4 for 17 in the early overs. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi wants to make it to the 2027 Rugby World Cup in Australia, but he knows he won't be given any free rides, and he has to maintain his form and fitness if he's to be considered. The 33-year-old will be 36 by the time the showpiece rolls around, where he could potentially be the man who leads the box in their efforts to land a third straight Webb Ellis Cup. England coach Steve Borthwick has recalled Tom Curry to face Japan at Twickenham on Sunday as his side looked to end a 5-match losing streak with victory concluding the November international period. Curry missed last week's 29-20 defeat by the world champion South Africa after the flank was knocked out by a tackle by Rob Valentini in the 23rd minute of England's defeat by the Wallabies, and that was on November the 9th. It's the 26-year-old flanker's second major head injury of the season. He was removed from a club match for Sale earlier on in September. Curry has now had 5 concussions in the last 2 years. Not good at all. Ireland will be seeking to put together a convincing performance in their one-off test match against Fiji. That's happening tomorrow after 2 below-par displays against New Zealand and Argentina. The Fijians arrive with a pep in their step as well after beating Wales early on in the month and fancy their chances of being able to get an even bigger scalp in the Six Nations Champions. That's all for me.